masa depan pekerjaan adalah di luar pejabat. Menurut laporan The Future of Work is Remote oleh Randstad Employer Brand Research 2021 ataupun 2021, satu daripada tiga responden di Asia Pacific percaya masa depan pekerjaan sudah berubah. Tambahnya, majikan kini harus memikirkan bagaimana untuk beralih daripada bekerja di pejabat kepada secara hybrid atau bekerja di luar pejabat. Dan untuk membincangkan cabaran dan penyelesaian untuk pemimpin sumber manusia, kita bersama dengan Ketua Operasi Randstad Malaysia, Fahad Naim. Fahad, thank you for joining us. Fahad, according to the report, HR leaders accustomed to a fixed in-office culture must now face the challenge of envisioning and enabling the transition into a new work model. Some of the challenges include implementing new HR policies to accommodate flexible work and adjusting leadership style for the new normal. Tell us, after more than a year of working from home or hybrid workspace, what innovations in policy have you seen so far governing work from home or hybrid workspace?
Thanks for having me on the show. Well, first of all, a lot of companies have been talking about digital transformation, and a lot of companies were ahead of the game. Some companies were taking their sweet time in order to adopt the digital transformation. However, I think to some extent, COVID has really pushed this agenda where companies had no choices to go invest money into digital transformation. Mm-hmm. So now I think it's one of the common things you hear. All companies are pretty much relying on virtual meetings, managing timesheets. You know, every single company has some sort of a project management tool in order to track the performance or monitor the employees. And also now we see a shift happening where a lot of employees were working on personal laptop because of cybersecurity reasons. Mm-hmm. Companies are offering a organization laptop as well. So I think the shift has happened. COVID has a really big part to play in it, where companies had no choice to kind of go into this hybrid or remote working model. I think for longer run, what I see is going to be now new challenges for HR to come up with policies in order to create the safety and flexible environment in hybrid working model when employees have started coming back in the office, as we see things are opening up now.
But are HR leaders more equipped now to address the challenges, blurring work-life hours, lack of proper resources that come with work from home? You mentioned about the issue with using personal laptop, but what about the blurring of work-life hours?
Well, I think this is an ongoing learning process for HR and all the organization as well. I think what we need to deal with in the future now, what we're going to hear a lot more, is called work from home syndrome. Employees are working overtime and feeling increasingly frustrated and anxious. Mm-hmm. Because enabling remote work wasn't a big of an issue where you have all the digital tools available. But when defining what is called work from home, what is the right boundaries which HR can come up with, when this is your working hours and this is not your working hours. So I think setting up the right boundaries is going to be another challenge which HR will have to come up with more new accommodating policies so that people are not feeling frustrated. But a couple of other specific employees category which HR need to pay attention to, which is you have to address how do you manage your working patterns, caregiver, people who are probably working on some freelance job on top of the job they have, as well as maybe the younger employees who might want to pursue some of their career outside the working job. And it has to be a more, I would say, a trust-based approach to the employees, which they need to set the proper boundaries for work and properly explain what is expected and what deadline they have, rather than doing a micromanagement.
But tell us more about that, this shift in rank for work-life balance from the pre-COVID-19 period to during COVID-19 in 2021. What would this mean for productivity, approach to work and working hours?
Right. So work from home has been in demand for quite some time. So we at Randstad, we conduct this employer branding research, which we understand what are the EVP factors, what basically attract employees to look for a new employer. So the second most EVP was always been work-life balance, work from home, which has increased 21 points pre-COVID, which was 48%, now is 69% during COVID time. So the demand for work from home or work-life balance is increasing every year, what we see it. But again, in this circumstances, when we are forced to work from home or we are forced to be in a hybrid model rather than offering this as a flexibility, Now, it is no doubt people are feeling stressed and anxious. There are people having fear of losing job because of pandemic. I see majority of the employees are working extra working hours to make sure they have a sense of job security, and lack of social interaction also playing a part where how they're feeling such way. It may come across that, you know, employees seems productive, but in reality, they're really working a lot more extra hours compared to what they used to do before in a non-hybrid or non-remote working environment.
Mm-hmm.
So,
continue, please.
So I think it's just the HR need to pay a lot more attention to defining what KPIs are we expecting, how do we measure performance, and instead of having more a micromanagement approach or understanding what people are doing on day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm. But tell us more about that working from home, being away from the team. What about the team spirit, the togetherness, the water cooler chat that are missing during work from home? What new ways can employees bond during work from home? And what can employers do to further support the mental health of employees?
Well, when you talk about togetherness, I think that we're talking about overall company organization culture, right? There's an inclusion where everybody gets involved. There's an interaction,
mm-hmm.
which right now, the best thing is investing into right virtual conference solutions where you still have to rely a lot more to online communication or remote online platforms. I can just give you an example. Some of the things that we do at Randstad, even though, you know, we are fully remotely working for good 1 year now. So we have weekly a town hall, we have fun quizzes, we have monthly awards to recognize employees' performance. There's so much more can be done. I think we have plenty of tool out there, and many of these companies have experimented a bunch of things in order to make sure that they create an inclusive environment so that not anybody is feeling that they are not a part of a bigger group. You could have online trainings with a breakout room. You could run quizzes, polls. L&D can get engaged, managers can get involved, HR can play their part as well. So I think it's just utilizing the right tool, designing the right policies to make sure that everyone is feeling inclusive. When we talk about culture, can we build the same culture we had before COVID? I think it's going to be a difficult one,
mm-hmm.
but you could have some sense of the previous culture, and then you got to have to invest more time in creating this new hybrid working culture.
Fahad, you mentioned about trust and empathy, trust and the KPIs earlier. How do you create trust and empathy to ensure the success of work from home? Should KPIs be changed? Will promotions in the future include new criteria?
Well, when we talk about trust, I think that is one of the really detailed topic. It is very easy for anyone when you are conducting an online interview, online conversation with your employees, it's very easy to come across as less empathetic. It has to be more, you need to make sure employee feels more accountable and responsible for their own job. What I say to the companies, it has to be more outcome-based approach rather than the process-driven approach. So you do not need to know every hours what your employees are doing. Is rather, what is the clear expectation that I have to have with them? And as at the same time, when managers are connecting with their team online, it should not be just limited to a work-related KPIs conversation and, you know, whatever work is they're accountable for. They need to invest a lot more time in understanding what are the problems and challenges their employees are facing. So I think this has to be a more deliberate efforts, and upscaling must happen, especially in the leadership or management team.
And Fahad, do you think employers should provide employees with benefits to enable them to work from home more efficiently, say work from home allowances, work from home IT support? What do employees need right now to support them to work from home efficiently?
So benefit, I think that's something HR will need to look into in a longer run, because mm-hmm. the previous, some of the benefit that we or the companies used to offer, such as gym membership or anything which is more outdoor activities with a lot of people together, these were part of some of those benefit. But now I think new benefits we need to look into is maybe HR will have to come up with some sort of a mental health support benefit,
mm-hmm.
maybe enhancing their current health insurance, or offering some sort of a work from home allowance. It could be paying for their equipment they're using in order for them to work from the office. maybe a Wi-Fi allowance or something related to where it's going to bring value and it will help them to be more productive working from home.